This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
And a good morning. Brady Bowman is off this for the rest of the week and early next week. I'm Dave Lewis. I'll be hosting In Focus here for the next, I guess, four shows. And we begin today with our first opportunity to have the new garrison commander of Fort Riley, Colonel Stephen Schrader, is here. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Dave. I appreciate you having me on today and glad to be here for Fort Riley and for the Flint Hills region.
Well, tell us in a nutshell about Colonel Stephen Schrader.
Well, I'm a 23-year Army infantry officer. I've been mostly focused in infantry assignments in a lot of that time at Fort Campbell, Kentucky. So I've cycled through just about every brigade combat team in the division at one point or time or another in my career. And I've got a whole lot of combat training center time. So the Army's National Training Center out at Fort Irwin, California, and the Joint Readiness Training Center in Fort Polk, Louisiana. I've got a lot of sweat from the Schrader clan, you could say, as we've invested some time down there. But it's been a great 23 years. Not my first time to Kansas. I've actually spent 4 years in Kansas previously at Fort Leavenworth, a couple years in what used to be called the Battle Command Training Program, now the Mission Command Training Program, and then through the normal officer professional military education that Fort Leavenworth offers. And so we're happy to be back in Kansas, first time at Fort Riley, but dropped the family off last summer after coming out of the Army War College in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, so that they could get to know the area and have more fun while I was downrange in Afghanistan as the Combined Joint Operations Center Director.
So they came here before you did?
I brought them here and did what we call the pre-position, because we knew what our assignment was going to be. And so rather than them stay in Carlisle, Pennsylvania, it gives them opportunity to get here, get integrated into the community, get the kids into the high school, get them into middle school. So they had the opportunity to get to know what Junction City, Manhattan, and the greater Flint Hills regions is all about, and then get settled in.
What are your first impressions so far of the area?
It's spectacular. It's awesome. Yeah, so we grew up in East Tennessee. My wife's from Knoxville. I'm from New Market, so I grew up on a dairy farm. So when you come in across the state line into Kansas and driving around, this a lot of this reminds us of home. And Kansas is the only other state we've ever been to where we're like, you know, we could probably, you know, settle down and retire here. And so that's what we see when we come around Fort Riley. And you drive through the base itself. It's like driving through a national park, which is pretty unique. And as you drive down Interstate 70, going east or west, everything from seeing the prairies and the plains and all the things that there are to do around Kansas, you know, hitting all the small towns and the larger towns. I mean, there's no end to what you can do and what you can find out here in the community.
Well, it's interesting that you and your wife have already discussed looking down the road at retirement just as you're beginning your stint here as the GC.
Well, so I say retirement, but I'm not looking for that anytime soon. So if I have my way, I'll hang around as long as Uncle Sam will let me stay and continue to row. I'm having way too much fun at it. And so that's way long-term strategic thinking as far as I'm concerned, which is part of my job as a garrison commander is how are we maintaining the future of Fort Riley and our partnership with the surrounding communities.
I don't even have to ask you questions. You just lead me right into the next one. What are some of the responsibilities of the garrison commander? A lot of people don't realize those duties.
Well, the best way to size it up is I'm best associated with a city manager, and there's a little bit of mayoral duty tied to the garrison commander. I work for the senior mission commander of the installation, which is Major General Kolaszewski, who's the two-star there. And I executing priorities in support of him. At the end of the day, it's about supporting the installation, the soldiers, and the families. And so a lot of that's tied to infrastructure and facilities, sustainment, restoration, and modernization, and how we expand this facility for the future and take care of soldiers and what the future training requirements are. Physical security, you know, emergency services, all the things that a normal city manager gets to scratch his head about is what the garrison commander gets to focus on.
Colonel Stephen Schrader, the new garrison commander at Fort Riley, you just got into the position. Was it last week we had the change of command ceremony or the week before?
A couple weeks ago, so 13 July, swapped out with Colonel John Lawrence, who was the previous garrison commander.
And we enjoyed having him here.
John's a great guy. We're kindred spirits, and we did a great job of transitioning me into it. We focused on the outside community into Fort Riley, specifically because it's about the network of relationships that you're handing off, not just handing off the installation itself. I mean, the fact that I got to go around and meet almost all the community leaders in both Junction City, Manhattan, and the greater Flint Hills region. It's tremendous capability. It gets me name, face recognition with those folks, and it allows me to see all the great opportunity and synergy that's taking place in the community. And it's significant. It's pretty impressive to see how powerful the communities are in the area.
What do you see as are some of the strengths of Fort Riley? Now, around here, you know, we have certain perspectives about, you know, it's a beautiful post. You know, it's got a large area for training. But from your perspective, what do you see as some of Fort Riley's biggest strengths?
Oh, you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Dave. The fact that the large training area is one of the most significant things that we've got available to us out there. You know, 101,000 acres of prime, unfettered training capability for our finest soldiers to go out there and do what they've got to do, which is be prepared to take on any challenge. And that's what the 1st Infantry Division is capable of doing. That's what they focus on. And all that land out there allows us to do that. And it allows not just the Big Red One. We've got anywhere from 25,000, you know, Guard and Reserve units that cycle through the installation on a year-to-year basis as they get their training. And so we're expanding that capability. We've got the UAS capability that's going on with the installation. So that training dynamic is significant, but it is also a great place to live, and that's what we focus on for the families of those soldiers that are coming in and training, and making sure that the facilities, the housing, the schools, the relationship with the school boards, it's all critical to making it one big, smooth operating machine, because we can't do it without those partnerships.
And we think around here that relationship that we have with Fort Riley and the outlying community is central to the future of Fort Riley, because of, you know, with BRAC closures and all kinds of other things that potentially could be coming up. That is a concern, but we realize, you know, the more we put into it, the more we get out of it.
Absolutely. And, you know, those are always concerns out there, but I don't think we're going anywhere anytime soon. And I don't think that's something that you guys got to worry about. I think the thing that we got to focus on is the fact that the partnerships that we have. I mean, there's 97 different partners that Fort Riley has across the region and the community. And as we look at, you know, folks like Flint Hills Regional Council and the USD 475, USD 383, you know, whether it's the Riley County Commission or the Geary County Commission, the community is there and definitely charged with and focused on being there for Fort Riley. And Fort Riley is focused on being part of the community. I mean, we can't do it alone by any stretch of the imagination. And so
there's a lot there. We're speaking today with Colonel Stephen Schrader, the new garrison commander of Fort Riley. We have three segments to the program today. By the way, listeners, Marty Veneer with NBAF and General Perry Wiggins here for the Governor's Military Council will be joining us later in the program. You're really just getting your feet wet, but you've got some goals and you've got a new program that you're going to be wanting to introduce as well. Give us some perspective on what you're looking at down the road for Fort Riley.
Well, at the end of the day, for the garrison commander, it's really what I'm doing on a day-to-day basis is the quick wins that we have are the efforts of the previous garrison commanders. So you've got guys like Colonel John Lawrence have came before me and paved the pathway, and that's what my goals and focus are, is we're really looking long range, strategic. You know, 2030 is the strategic plan that we have written for Fort Riley right now, and that's geared towards how do we effectively sustain, restore, and modernize the installation to be able to provide the greatest home and the greatest training facilities for the soldiers of the Big Red One and anybody else that comes through here. And so those are my goals as the garrison commander over the next 2 years, to ensure we continue to push that long-range plan to support what's coming down the road.
We do have a phone call.
Okay.
A listener would like to visit with you.
Absolutely.
Share some thoughts and concerns. And caller, you're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, I spent years traveling over there to Fort Riley working on improvements and modernization of the housing and educational and training areas, and I wanted to appreciate all of your gentlemen's work on building the retention ponds along the fence line for the water runoff on Wildcat Creek to protect our safety and welfare, working together, both the fort and the people that have put in the contributions to upgrading your facilities there. Thank you for the cooperation.
Appreciate your comments this morning. Colonel Schrader, it's a combined effort, isn't it?
Absolutely, sir. Appreciate your phone call coming in, and that's a prime example of the relationship and networks that have been built between the community and Fort Riley that are mutually beneficial. You know, the Wildcat Creek process is something we still look at and is still ongoing, and working with the garrison itself and the local community leaders. And one of many things that we do over the years to maintain that future set for the installation and for the betterment of the community.
Trusted Traveler.
Yes, sir.
New program. Tell us what that is.
So Trusted Traveler is going into effect on the 5th of August. Major General Kolaszewski is exercising his authority as the senior mission commander, and in accordance with the headquarters DA policy that we can allow any uniformed service member with a DOD ID card who can sponsor up to 7 other individuals in his car when he pulls through any of the access gates on Fort Riley. So if that uniformed DOD ID card holder has his DOD ID card and he's the driver of that vehicle and he pulls up to the gate, he can have 7 other individuals in there as long as they've got a valid form of identification. That can be a state driver's license or their passport. They can show that ID, and they do not have to visit the visitor control center in order to gain access to the installation, because they're being sponsored by that uniformed service member. Or it could be a dependent of a soldier on Fort Riley, or it could be a military retiree that has a valid DOD ID card.
And that goes into effect next week.
That goes into effect on the 5th of August. Mm-hmm. So just as we're starting up Victory Week.
That was the next segue right there. Thank you for making it for me.
Absolutely. So Victory Week, obviously the celebration of the division's birthday. You know, last year was the 100th, and so we turn 101 this year. And, you know, probably won't be quite the grand scale as it was last year as it hit the 100th anniversary mark. But we got a lot of great, exciting things kicking off. You know, Saturday this week, we've got a concert series that kicks off at the Riley Convention Center on the installation with the One ID Band. We've got some local talent that's coming in to play for us as well with Drunken Roots and Bootleg Mercy. They'll be heading off some stuff right outside the Riley Convention Center. So I'll be there looking forward to introducing those folks as they cycle. And then through the rest of the week, we've got everything from the division run starting off on Monday morning through a wreath laying ceremony and rededication at the division headquarters to the victory banquet. A lot of great activity that's out there. If you go to the Fort Riley app that's out there on that you can download either on Android or off of your iPhone, it's got the calendar of events, and you can scroll right along and see what you want to participate in. So looking forward to a great week. Lots of great activity going on across the installation. I'm happy to be here for it. I missed out on it last year because I was in Afghanistan, so I got to see it from afar with a wife.
Well, thank you for your service, and we wish you well here at Fort Riley as the new garrison commander.
Well, thank you, Dave. Appreciate
Looking forward to having more visits with Colonel Stephen Schrader here, garrison commander at Fort Riley. It's K-Man's In Focus. Marty Veneer from NBAF will be joining us in the next segment here on News Radio KMAN.
The KMAN Morning Show is brought to you by the McCain Performance Series at Kansas State University. Kids 18 and under get tickets for